From KUOW 94.9, I'm Jamala Henderson. Science fiction movies introduce us to alternative possible worlds and futures. Leilani Nashimi is an assistant professor of communication at the University of Washington, and she thinks that science fiction movies also show us how we struggle with our cultural differences in the real world. So she recommends watching three science fiction movies. The first film that she recommends watching is the one that actually opened her up to the idea that science fiction could reflect our culture. It's the 1979 film called Alien.
There's a ship that's a commercial ship, and they get sent to a planet. There's a beacon there that they follow. And when they get there, they find these pods, and something jumps out of the pod, attaches itself to one of the characters' faces, and they bring him back on the ship. The thing falls off his face, and he seems to be fine, and then there's this insane scene where they're all eating dinner, and this little creature that had been deposited inside his body bursts out of his chest and goes running through the ship. When it happens, he sort of lays back down on the table and everyone's surrounding him, and it looks very much like this kind of birth scene. And he's sort of yelling the way that you often see in movies where women are giving birth. And then this thing, you know, is born. It jumps out of his chest. When the thing comes out, it is actually, I mean, bizarrely cute. Like, it sort of looks up, and it's like this little face, and it kind of looks around and yells and then, like, runs, right? Science fiction, even though it's set in the future, right, it's really always about our present day. And I think it offers a way to work through those ideas or work through those fears and anxieties in ways that are kind of safe. For me, science fiction, it's because there's so much freedom to it, right? There's so many ways we could imagine that future or imagine our worlds, and yet we choose particular ways. So you can't answer the question, why did you make this movie this way or why did you write a plot this way, by saying, well, it's realistic or that's the way things really were. And so the question becomes, then why do you choose the stories that you choose, right? What does it mean that we pick these kinds of stories when we could pick any kind of story that we want? And so I think science fiction, because of its freedom, raises many more questions about why we make the choices we do.
So why would the creators of Alien choose to have it born from a human chest?
I think there's this fear of the other taking over, especially through interracial relationships, right? So I think that's sort of a long strain in U.S. history. All this concern about interracial relationships and what happens with the children, that's sort of a very familiar refrain, you know, but what about the children? And the idea that the child is going to destroy the people and that it becomes this monster and something that can take over and is going to make civilization as we know it end. I mean, it's a very extreme kind of view, but I think in many ways you could see that's what's going on in that film. I'm Asian American, and I was brought up in an all-white neighborhood. And so I'd always been sort of different from the people around me, but I'd never really been able to name it. And then when I was a teenager, my family took me to Japan for a vacation, and it was a revelation. I remember standing on the street and looking around and realizing that I looked like everybody else. And I realized when I came back that that was one of those things that had always sort of been there and I didn't recognize, right? So I would go to a party and people would remember me because I was the Asian girl at the party, right? And I'd be the only Asian girl at the party. And I was realizing that there's other ways that people were looking at me and understanding me, and it explained all sorts of things that had always been inexplicable.
Like why Leilani felt like she had to navigate between two separate worlds. The next film that she recommends watching is kind of about that idea. It's called The Matrix.
The Matrix is about this person who seemed like he was leading a regular life, and he realizes that everything that he knows, it's all been manufactured through computers, and that his body is being used as a battery to generate those computers. And so then he gets the opportunity to leave the computer world and go into the so-called real world, and that other real world is much more difficult to live in. But he gets chosen because they think that he might be something called the One, which is kind of like this messiah figure who comes in and can free the people who are outside the Matrix and inside the Matrix. So the main character, Neo, he has this moment where he has to make a choice. Does he want to live in the Matrix or does he want to live in the real world?
Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Sort of visually, one's a white world and one's a world that's filled with people of color. And so there's really the sense that you have to choose between worlds, that there isn't a melding of the worlds. There isn't a way to cross over to go back and forth.
Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
As I said before, I'm Asian American, and I had been sort of raised in a world where it was much more like Neo's decision in The Matrix, where I had to decide, you know, do I claim myself as an American? Do I claim myself as an Asian? And so I think that those two instincts or those two ways of understanding other cultures are kind of at war with us. I don't know. I think war is too strong. I think it's a conflict in our culture between how we want to think about other cultures and other races. I think part of it's a response to globalization. I think part of us is excited about the possibilities, really sees it as being something very productive and something that can bring us new kinds of cultures and new ways of thinking. And I think part of us as a society is fearful of it and sees it as a possibly being disastrous, not really imagining there is a way to bridge those cultures, and seeing different cultures as really being at odds with each other.
The last film that Professor Nashimi recommends watching is an amazing example of that. It's called District 9.
So in District 9, there is a town in South Africa. And there's an alien ship that sort of drifts into the airspace and gets stuck there. And so they go up and they cut a hole in the ship and they find all these aliens who are ill and they bring them back down to Earth. And they don't really know what to do with them. They are kind of stuck there. They're basically refugees. So they put them in this camp surrounded by barbed wire. The people of the township are unhappy with them being there. They want to move them farther away out of town because they think they're a source of crime and disease. And so they are attempting to clear out the shacks and move them to a new space. And then the main character gets sprayed by some kind of liquid that starts turning him into one of the aliens. So there's a way that we understand them having their own society and own culture and a right to live, a right to have some sort of self-determination. And yet they are so different from the humans in ways that we really can't understand or deal with.
Like the fact that the aliens in District 9 will do just about anything for some cat food.
Oh, that's a pity, because you know this, well, this is a nice cat food, you know. But of course, he's not your arms, eh? So we'll just have to go and... We need you to sign there. All right, there it is. Now you can take that.
Okay. Okay. All right,
the creatures became incredibly obsessed with cat food. There's something about that. It was like catnip for cats, only a lot more intense.
That issue with food, I think a lot of ways that is a dividing line between cultures, and people feel like that's sort of a cultural line that can't be crossed. So there's all these kinds of jokes about Asian people eating dogs, right? So I think a lot of that joking, so-called joking, is about sort of that you're a different culture and you're kind of barbarian, and there's ways that I just cannot understand how you could eat a dog. And so there seems to be this way, I think, that food appears to not really be about race, but is kind of coded for race. Traditionally, those alien films, they're either completely horrible and vicious, and so we can kill them all without compunction, we don't have to worry about it, or they're super cute, right? And they're kind of adorable, and they're like us, and we find this way of connecting with them because they're actually kind of like humans. Or there's one of them, and they go back home. And I think this is one of those films that doesn't try to make the aliens cute, but does make them sympathetic. I think the reason that it struck me is because something I haven't really thought through all the way myself, that question of how much difference is okay. I mean, it seems like when you have multiple cultures living together, there might be very fundamental, ethical, religious, all sorts of differences. And the question is, how possible is it for people who might have these extremely fundamental differences from each other to live together? And that's scary for me because my bread and butter, my work is about trying to think about how we can live together, how difference enriches us. And so it's a disturbing question to think about. Are there limits to that?
Thank you. Leilani Nashimi is an assistant professor of communication at the University of Washington. She teaches classes on Asian American media, race, gender, and sexuality in communication. She recommended watching three science fiction films. Those films were the 1979 film Alien, the 1999 film The Matrix, and the 2009 film District 9. You'll find links to more information about those films at our website, kuow.org/kuowpresents. For KUOW 94.9, I'm Jamala Henderson.